We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hey, RotoViz radio listener, this is Curtis Patrick from the Dynasty Command Center podcast, and I've got a special deal for you today. Go to rotoviz.com, click the subscribe button, put the 12-month subscription in your cart, and use promo code RVRadio2021. That's RVRadio2021, and you're going to save 10%. Taking advantage of this deal, getting your hands on what's included in the package, is the best way to enhance your performance this year. So go to rotoviz.com and subscribe now.
Mahomes has the time, delivers perfectly downfield. Touchdown, Patrick Mahomes with a rope.
This one, Adams, touchdown. This time going deep for Beckham Jr.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to RotoViz Overtime on RotoViz Radio, brought to you by Blue Wire. My name is Colm Kelly. You can follow me on Twitter at Overtime Ireland. As always, joined by my co-host here on the show, it is Sean Siegel. Sean, the draft now, as we record this on Tuesday, just 9 days away. It's coming here thick and fast, and really looking forward to seeing how it shakes out. I think there's going to be a couple of interesting picks and a couple of interesting spots that might change how the rest of that opening round in particular plays out. I just want to mention at the start of the show, just for some of the listeners, if they haven't had a chance yet to check out the kind of mini series that I did along with Travis May and John Daigle, posted over the weekend. We had four parts: wide receiver, tight end, quarterback, and running back. You can check out all those shows up on RotoViz Radio. Fun time talking with both of the guys, so knowledgeable about the rookies coming into this class. So I highly recommend the listeners to head over and check that out. But Sean, as we get close to the draft, today's show we're going to talk a little bit about draft ADP in terms of Triflex and Superflex, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Before we get into that, how's things going this week?
It's been great. It's a lot of fun to have the draft so close. Obviously, the great shows that you have been doing. It's also quite a bit of fun to have the RotoViz Triflex Dynasty format up and running. I'm drafting in a league now with Monty Fawn, who is one of our writers and really one of our FFPC experts. He's had just extraordinary results in a wide variety of their formats through the years. And it's just a lot of fun to draft with different RotoViz writers. We've talked quite a bit about leagues that I've done with Blair Andrews, with Curtis Patrick. You and I have done some great leagues together. And it's, I think, very helpful for your performance in other leagues to draft, you know, best ball if you want to get better at redraft, dynasty if you want to get better at best ball, and to experience some of these drafts with different people. You learn a lot from discussing picks with somebody who maybe has a slightly different approach than you do, and even with players who have very similar strategies. and views of fantasy, going through some of the different scenarios, picking their brains, getting a feel for how they work within drafts can be just a big opportunity to grow your own game. And that's true, you know, if you just started last month, if you've been playing for a couple of years, or, you know, if you've been doing it for over a decade. And so that's been a lot of fun. We're going to talk a little bit about some of those picks, you know, as we go forward to these next couple of weeks. But yeah, discussing the Dynasty ADP today and going over some Dynasty trades on Thursday, I think this is a lot of fun going into the NFL draft.
Yeah, it's going to be good. And as I've teased on the last couple of shows, we are getting close to episode 200. Hard to believe we have almost 200 editions of the show in the books, but that's going to happen the week after the draft. And we've been plugging it, saying that you can drop your 5-star reviews, get yourself in with an early chance to enter the upcoming contest. Well, some more details off the contest are here for you today. We are going to be giving away 2 1-month subscriptions to the RotoViz site for second and third place, and then first place going to get themselves a 3-month sub and an appearance on an upcoming podcast to pick the brain of Sean Siegel and ask some questions in an upcoming show. So a nice little booster prize. You're not going to get that prize anywhere else in terms of getting an appearance on the Road of His OT podcast. And we do keep those guest appearances to a minimum almost here on the show. So it could be a really, really good prize to win. And so all you have to do to get in on that is drop a 5-star review in your favorite podcast app. Also dropping a plug on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, wherever you share podcasts and so on, drop us that little plug. It won't do your chances any harm. We would appreciate that as well. So as I mentioned, 3 prizes up for grabs, 1-month subscription for 2 people, and then a 3-month sub and an appearance on the podcast then for the lucky winner. So that is going to be open for the next couple of weeks. We will be reading out some reviews on Thursday's podcast, getting some lovely reviews in over the last couple of weeks as we were running the contest here. Much, much appreciated. It helps us grow the podcast audience and rise up those ranks in the podcast charts as well. So get in, get us that 5-star review, and get yourself a chance to win one of those prizes over the next couple of weeks. Sean, as we look at the areas of similarity here, when we look between Superflex and Triflex, and for some of the listeners maybe that are haven't heard us talk about Triflex recently, it is the new format with the FFPC teamed up with RotoViz. Really fascinating strategy there. And then we also have your standard Superflex. Of course, if you're playing on the FFPC, it is tight end premium as well. So we're going to look at some of the areas of similarity. Sean, if you want to take the listeners through a couple of similarities that you've noticed straight off the bat.
Yeah, so now that we have a few of these drafts in the bank, we can split out the regular FFPC Superflex ADP from the RotoViz Triflex ADP. And again, just a quick note about the differences in format. In the RotoViz Triflex version, you have to start a third wide receiver. That's part of the default lineup. And then you have the Triflex. One of those can be a Superflex, so start up to 2 quarterbacks total, and then there are 2 additional flexes. And this means that we can go up to a 5 wide receiver starting lineup, even with the 2 QBs in there. So that's really the big shift here in terms of how you play it. It also means, though, that you could go up to 4 running backs and still have the 3 wide receivers in there. It means you could play more tight ends. So it does give you a lot of flexibility in terms of, you know, what you want to do with playing those extra positions. Whomever you like, whatever position, you know, is kind of, you know, your guys, the people that you would like to see in your starting lineup that you can't with the normal format, you can now get them in with the RotoViz Triflex format. And so a lot of ways to play this. I think that's a lot of fun. We can look at some of the similarities and differences in terms of ADP now. And one of the things that's kind of interesting to me is that perhaps because it's fresh, perhaps because it's very difficult for us as human beings to not anchor to what's already there. So the ADP that's in place from some of the other drafts, it's maybe a little more similar to the traditional Superflex ADP that I would have guessed. Some areas that are similar, and we'll start with one that maybe is not a surprise, and that's that the first 11 picks are almost identical, and we're getting a lot of those quarterbacks in the first round, with the end of round 1 being, you know, Burrow, Wilson, Dalvin Cook in there. The drafting of the QBs has been almost the same, right? We have 19 QBs through 5 rounds, 28 QBs through 10 rounds, and I think that mostly makes sense. Now, the QBs don't have quite as large an impact when you have a deeper starting lineup. Those other positional players can water down the effect of that quarterback scoring a little bit, but there's no question that quarterbacks are going to still be very, very important. The other position that's always important in these tight end premium leagues is tight end, and Colin, the similarities there also stand out.
Yes, in terms of the tight end position and, you know, tight end premium, four drafted through round four and then seven through round six. So four going off the board there pretty early, three going out in the next two rounds, but 12 to 13 through round 10 in both leagues. So we're seeing a lot of those guys, particularly at the top end of the talent charts and the tight end position, come off the board very, very swiftly. And, you know, if you're listening to the show on a regular basis, you know our feelings on getting those elite tight ends into the roster. But we also talk about, you know, when to take those tight ends. And those guys that are coming off the board in, you know, round 9, 10, there's a big difference in those guys coming off the board in round 2-3, for example, and so on. So we have to take that into consideration when we're picking those guys up, but very, very similar throughout both formats. Sean, when we get into the areas of difference, and you know, you mentioned there being able to start the additional wide receivers, the big difference that we're probably going to see here is how much we're seeing the wide receiver position go off the board a little bit earlier. In particular, when we see in your standard format, three wide receivers going off the board in round two. But if we look then in Triflex, there's six wide receivers going off the board in round two. So you're doubling the amount just in that first kind of stage where we're expecting wide receivers to come off the board. So that is quite a big jump, but I think very, very unexpected, or very, very expected, sorry, because we're expecting to start more wide receivers, and that's going to end up then with more of those guys getting pushed off the draft board just because of the premium off the position and being able to start those additional options. So pretty much what we're doing in most of our drafts, Sean, getting and particularly in your season-long leagues, but in your dynasty leagues as well, getting those wide receivers on the board early and often. But the thing, Sean, that I think that stood out a little bit for me that was interesting is that running back section and how the running backs are still quite heavily valued in the Triflex format.
They are. And again, maybe that's not a surprise in some ways. We see even in pretty wide receiver heavy formats, like some of the other best ball formats, that running backs go off the board very, very early. People want to lock down a couple of guys there and pivot to wide receiver. I think when you're looking at dynasty, and you're looking at a dynasty format where we talk all the time about winning the race to fill the flex, we know that we want to start five wide receivers. We know that wide receivers hold their value better in dynasty. And so both in terms of building this starting lineup foundation, but also building your dynasty foundation where you're going to own these players for multiple years, it's a little bit surprising not to see the wide receivers pulled up a little bit more. Now, as you mentioned, we're getting those six wide receivers in round two. So that's really almost the main area that we're seeing a difference. In the traditional format, you have Justin Jefferson, AJ Brown going in round two, very solid round two picks. That's not a surprise. I mean, those are the two really young superstar wide receivers that I think we all believe owners are going to be able to count on for the long term here. And then you have either DK Metcalf or Devontae Adams getting pulled in at the end of round two, with the other person sliding into round three, and then Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb. And CeeDee Lamb actually has a traditional super flex ADP toward the end of round three. And so he's someone who really does have a big jump here in terms of being pulled into the late second in the Triflex format. But then we still see rounds three, rounds four, not nearly as wide receiver heavy as you might expect. I think that that's going to shift a little bit through time as owners get a little bit more comfortable with how this format plays out. We have ADP for the format that shows that maybe, you know, you want to be a little bit more wide receiver heavy. But right now, we look at through round five, we have 22 running backs and 17 wide receivers.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Receivers coming off the board. That's only slightly more wide receiver heavy than the traditional format that has 23 running backs and 13 wide receivers. And then we see that trend continue through round 10, where the triflex format is wide receiver 47, running back 33. Traditional is wide receiver 43, running back 36. So we do see in rounds, 4 through 10, we see this big flip to the wide receiver position. That tends to happen in both formats. It's heavier in the triflex format, but still probably not as heavy as I would have expected.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball players strike out with the bases loaded. The best golfers sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you come up short in the bedroom sometimes, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go to GetRoman.com/RotoViz now. With Roman, you get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S.-licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication's appropriate, it ships to you free with two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/RotoViz and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/RotoViz now to get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/RotoViz. Get started now to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
Sean, as we look at how to kind of attack these drafts, early in the process, and we're going to go through some of the strategies here now. I think after what we talked about there, we have a show sheet here where we're going to go through them. I have one that I'm very, very interested to talk about in a moment, but we will hold back. We will leave that for a moment. But you've marked down here about trading back in round one. And I think, like we've talked about this a few times now with Superflex in particular, and it'll work for Triflex as well, is having those quarterbacks. If you have the first overall pick, the second overall pick, third overall pick, if you can get that opportunity to trade back and, pick up those extra pieces, like you've mentioned in a couple of your recent drafts, and maybe even, get a Trevor Lawrence or even back to Dak Prescott or back to Joe Burrow, there's a chance there to pick up a lot of very valuable picks for later on in this draft or even future drafts. And I think that's what you're getting at there with the trading back in round one. Is that the process you're thinking?
Yeah, so one of the things that we see happen in these drafts is that you're going to get stuck with or the gift of a first round pick that could be anywhere 1 through 12, right? And if you play a variety of leagues, hopefully you get spread throughout there a little bit so you at least have some picks in the top half. If you have that first pick with Patrick Mahomes, it's going to be very, very difficult to give that up. At the same time, your trade options are going to be pretty significant at that point. One of the things that you can do if you receive this great gift of a pick in the first, 3, 4, 5 slots is to simply try and move down, stay in that first round, stay in the range where you can get one of the foundation backs or you can get one of the star quarterbacks. As we move down, the risk increases with these quarterbacks, but we still have young guys available at the end of the first round here. And you can pick up a lot of firepower for the future. And so in the particular draft that Monty and I are doing, we were lucky enough to get the 103. Kyler Murray is sitting there on the board. We've talked a lot about how Murray has this incredible upside, perhaps more upside really than any other quarterback with the unique run-pass mix. And so that's going to be a very tantalizing pick there for other potential owners to come up for. And you both increase your risk if you pass on the star player, but you spread your risk if you have more than one way that you can win. And so we traded back to the 112. We were able to pick up a future first round pick. And you think about the guys who are going in the first round of this current 2021 rookie draft, And it's pretty exciting, really, all the way through to think of who those guys could be. Yes, you have to delay that until the following season. You're not going to get the value out of that this year. But at the same time, now you have multiple ways you could potentially win. Now, you also can use that pick to trade back in later in the draft, which is something that we may try and do. So we pass up on Kyler Murray. We end up getting Joe Burrow at the 112. We still have this young potential star quarterback, maybe a guy who's going to have a third elite wide receiver added to this group. We could be talking about the Cincinnati Bengals in a similar light to the Dallas Cowboys by the time the NFL draft is done, you know, looking at what they can do to attack teams. And so I like to try and maximize the ways that we can win, minimize the risks of individual players. And if you're lucky enough to get a good pick in round one, looking at trading down in that round can really just sort of add rocket fuel to the amount of value that having gotten that early pick can give you. And then, Colm, especially if we're looking at the second half of round one, I think the other sort of interesting question there is, how do you want to structure this start with elite running back, elite QB? And for me, it really boils down to two potential ways that you can play it. Obviously, you can play it in many more scenarios than just this. You can play it with both running backs. You can play it with both quarterbacks. But there's an interesting choice here, I think, that starts to set up. If you have a pick in the second half of round one and you're trying to decide between taking someone like a Trevor Lawrence or taking someone like a Jonathan Taylor, and then when you wrap back around into round three, you know, perhaps you take one of those young wide receivers in round two, where you get yourself a tight end foundation piece. But you get back into round three, and then there's this question of Justin Fields versus Travis Etienne. Now, depending on exactly where you draft, you may not have these exact choices, but one of the great things about dynasty startup drafts is you can trade around, you can move some. So if you need to get to a slightly different spot, you can. But Colin, my question for you is, would you prefer to have the Jonathan Taylor, Justin Fields start, or would you prefer to have the Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne start? Which element of risk versus upside do you prefer? How do you look at this situation with Trevor Lawrence, where he's this generational prospect, isn't going to have to sit for his rookie year? So if you're drafting in this next week before the draft, you don't have to worry about that. Versus Justin Fields, where there's a lot more uncertainty, but also potentially more upside if we think that some of the rushing value will translate to the NFL. Now, he doesn't necessarily have the rushing upside of a Trey Lance, but people, I think outside of NFL evaluators, certainly fantasy owners, are more confident that Fields has a higher floor as a passer. So looking at those two combinations, compare and contrast them for me. Which start do you prefer?
I prefer the Fields-Taylor start. The reason for that is I think like Lawrence is probably the safer option at quarterback at this exact moment in time. I could see, and we've talked about him being the best prospect, you know, coming in as a quarterback since at least Andrew Luck. But what I think could happen here over the next, 10 days is Justin Fields' value, I think, could skyrocket if he lands in that spot in San Francisco. And we talked about this on the draft series, is if he lands with San Francisco, I think that his immediate, he may not play this year. I think he still will have a chance to do that if he lands in that spot. But the part that's going to be interesting is the offense that he's in, the players that are around him could already put him in a much better situation than Trevor Lawrence. So Trevor Lawrence is coming in with the ability, the upside, but we're also looking at a situation where we like the player Sean in Jacksonville, but we've seen what Jacksonville does to players that we like at times, and it's not usually a good thing. I also think that Jonathan Taylor is the running back I want out of that pairing. We started last season around this time talking about Taylor as a phenomenal prospect, and then obviously the start to the season and into the midpoint didn't go as much as we probably would have hoped, but he finished the season pretty much as strong as anyone could have thought. If that season had been in reverse, we would have been, the hype would have been crazy after 3 or 4 weeks of the season. So I really like Jonathan Taylor heading into this year. I think there's going to be a better offensive scheme, I think, as well, when we look at the Colts. I think having Wentz in there, although he's going to be a little bit of a rehabilitation project, I think having him being able to move is going to be an upgrade over Phillip Rivers last year. So I think that helps Taylor. I'm really excited to see what he does this year. And I think we could see, you know, we're talking about third round value at the moment in this format for Fields. We may see him sneak very quickly into that second round, depending on how things go over the next week or so. So I really like the upside of both players on that side. And I know Etienne, there is the upside there as well, but I just prefer that Taylor side. I'm really kind of pretty much all in on Jonathan Taylor heading into the season.
I think that makes a lot of sense, and that's one of the discussions that Monty and I had, and we basically came down on the same side of it, looking at this question of, okay, we're down to the 112. You know, do we want to move back up to make sure we get either Lawrence or Burrow, or if the running backs fall to us instead, are we comfortable with that? We definitely decided that we were comfortable in it, and that we had a slight preference for the Taylor Fields build. It didn't work out that way. We got a quarterback. We're very comfortable with having the quarterback, but I think that that is an important way to look at it and kind of see what the options might be. Now, the problem at being in the bottom half of the first round in terms of your pick, that creeps back in the third round as well, where, you know, you may not have that shot at Fields unless you move up. So being gifted or given or stuck with, in this case, a pick in the bottom half of the first round, not particularly ideal, but there are things that you can do to still win your draft from that range. One of the things you can do is make sure you take advantage of this incredible wide receiver value in rounds 4 through 6. Now, we don't necessarily recommend waiting until rounds 4 through 6, but when we're looking at this start 5 and we're wanting to make sure we win the race to fill the flex, regardless of whether or not you wait until that range, you do want to take advantage of that range. Colin, take us through some of the crazy wide receiver values when we're looking at rounds 4 through 6 in this RotoViz Triflex format.
Yeah, I think you might have guessed it, and the listeners probably guessed it, when I was talking about the question I wanted to jump ahead to, it was this: looking through the ADP, you know, in those ranges, you know, 4, 5, 6 and so on, there is just so much phenomenal wide receiver value there. In the fourth round, Sean, we're looking at, you know, guys that we've talked about a lot in the show. T. Higgins heading into that second year, wide receiver 11. DJ Moore, somebody who we like a lot over at RotoViz, wide receiver 12. Obviously, quarterback scenery changing quite a bit down there in Carolina. DeAndre Hopkins is in there. We get into round 5. You know, it's the likes of, and I've said this a couple of times, we have a lot of changes in New Orleans, where Michael Thomas is down now to wide receiver 14. He's going in the 5th round. Terry McLaurin, wide receiver 13. Brandon Ayuk, our guy over there with the 49ers, and who knows, he could be teaming up with Justin Fields in a week or so. He's wide receiver 15. Chris Godwin back with the Bucks. You know, there's just so many options in there, and somebody who is older but continues to be an outstanding value, and particularly in PPR formats, is Keenan Allen down there at wide receiver 19. But you touched on the situation with the Bengals possibly looking, you know, a little bit more like the Cowboys with that wide receiver core after the draft, depending on how they go there. But, you know, Amari Cooper's in there at wide receiver 18, Allen Robinson, wide receiver 17. If we look at then some of the, you know, the running back ranges that are going in there, there's a heavy influence off running backs off the board before that. And we're looking at, you know, Derrick Henry, running back 13, down then. I actually think, looking at this, there's some interesting running back values here as well, and somebody like Aaron Jones at running back 16. But really, really enticing area there to jump aboard that wide receiver train. And you know, you could go 3 rounds in a row there and get yourself really top tier wide receivers on board.
You can, and you mentioned Derrick Henry. He's the last pick in round 3. So if you're one of those owners who really wants to get a foundation piece at running back, you probably are still going to need to get it in those first 3 rounds. Colin, then we move into a section where the QB2s and maybe the bargain QB2s start to come into play. That's rounds 7 and 8. Now, we talked in the show last week about how if you really want to go for broke and win your league the first season, you can load up on some of those veterans, and you can load up on some of the position players and maybe take a gamble on the quarterbacks lasting into this range. So in round 7, we have Daniel Jones and Mac Jones, a couple of guys who, if you're trying to build for the long term, want to take a little bit more risk, are in there. Kirk Cousins, the veteran in that round. And then in round 8, we have the 3 guys that we've talked about a lot for people who are targeting sort of this veteran range: Tom Brady, Matt Ryan, and then sort of the young veteran, this guy who's going to be 30 and may still have 5-6 years left in Derek Carr. So you have a variety of choices and a variety of sort of styles of play in terms of how you attack your QB2. You can get your QB2 in this range, or if you want, you could go QB if you've loaded up on the other positions. Colin, we've talked about this a little bit before, but tell me specifically what you would do here. Let's say you took a quarterback in round one. Who's going to be your pick in that round seven, round eight area?
Yeah, the ones I'm targeting there, and I have two specific names that, you know, either of those guys that you mentioned, and that would be Daniel Jones and then Matt Ryan. You know, I keep coming back to Matt Ryan. I still think there's a lot left in the tank, and I still think he'll continue to put up points. You know, he's been one of the most consistent fantasy producers over the last basically decade in terms of the points he puts up with the wide receivers he has, with the talent around him. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen at this fourth spot as well. You know, we could see Kyle Pitts end up down there with the Atlanta Falcons, and that could make it very, very interesting for Matt Ryan owners. So I would be targeting those two guys. Daniel Jones, the Giants have put a number of pieces around him this offseason to be able to help him. And we talk about the upside of quarterbacks with rushing ability. We have seen that from Jones numerous times. So I think the two of those guys are the ones for me with the highest upside in that area. I think it's based as well on you know, Matt Ryan. I know you've mentioned about taking Brady in a couple of drafts, but I think Matt Ryan is younger. I think there's gonna be, you know, even if he doesn't hit Tom Brady's longevity, I think we're going to see him play another 3-4 years, even if that isn't with the Atlanta Falcons. So they're the two guys I would be targeting there if you have taken somebody a little bit, you know, higher up. I hope you're not getting your first quarterback off the board at this point of the draft when you're doing it, but I think they're the ones of interest. The other things of interest, John, like we talked about, the wide receiver values, like in that Daniel Jones round, we're looking at, you know, Cortland Sutton's in there, Kenny Galladay's in there, Deontay Johnson. So there is players in there, but you're starting to get into that area where, like, we have Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton in that round. We have Deontay Johnson and Juju Smith-Schuster in that round. We're having players who are competing against each other who, you know, fantasy owners aren't too sure who the guy to own is going to be moving forward. There's a little bit of, you know, competition for targets in those areas. So you're getting into that. And then in the next round, we have Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods, who tend to be pretty much tied together in terms of their draft position. And then we also have Chenault and Chark, who are tied together as well in that round. So depending just on how you set up that start of the draft can alter what you're looking at here. But if you have got a couple of wide receivers in a row, I think that's a good spot to be getting that QB too. If you have got two QBs earlier, or if you're willing to wait, which when we talk about maybe if you're looking at the ADP in this, it gets a little bit dicey once you roll past that ninth round for getting that second quarterback. So very, very interesting, but it does come back to how you've started off that draft as well.
It does, and there are some good wide receiver values in there, but we look at the need to take a QB, and then you look at wide receiver in rounds 9 and 10, and again, we're talking about you've got to get five solid starters, and having five solid starters means you have some people to cover buys, you have some people to cover injuries, you have some people to cover just mistakes that you made. I mean, not every single pick that you make in every single one of your drafts is going to pan out. You want to plan for that a little bit. And I think the really astonishing wide receiver value in round 9 is Tyler Boyd. Now, you know, again, if Chase lands there and they're splitting it three ways, then it becomes more difficult for him to get his numbers. But you go back and you look at what he did in 2018 and 2019. You go back and look at what he did last year before Joe Burrow was injured. And I mean, a round 9 pick for him is pretty silly. We also have someone in Will Fuller in round 10 with a lot of upside. Now, there's risk there, but anybody who drafts Tua, who has a belief in Tua, should also make sure that they get Will Fuller in round 10. So you have some very good options in rounds 9 and 10. We want to keep stacking the wide receivers up, make sure we own enough of them. Take advantage of these values while they're still there. I think this Triflex ADP is going to get more wide receiver heavy, and so you won't have quite the same bargains and values at this point a month from now.
Yeah, I agree there as well. And of course, if you want to check out that ADP, and if you want to check out all the articles up on the RotoViz website, you can do so. You can also jump aboard, get yourself a 10% discount to a one-year RotoViz subscription as a loyal podcast listener. All you have to do is enter the code RVRadio2021 at checkout, or go to rotoviz.com/podcast for more information. Perfect time to be jumping aboard a subscription now. Get yourself set up. And don't worry, as we mentioned earlier in the show, if you set yourself up for a 12-month subscription and you win our contest, we'll add that on to the end of that subscription. So don't be saying that we'll just wait and win the contest. It still can set you up for that additional success, even heading into 2022. So get yourself ready. Code again is RV Radio 2021. That's going to do it for today's edition of the show. Of course, drop us a written review on your favorite podcast app and check out that draft series that I mentioned as well that I did along with Travis May and John Daigle. You can check that out on the RotoViz radio feed. My name is Colin Kelly. You can follow me on Twitter at Overtime Ireland. My co-host, as always, is Sean Siegel. Check out Sean's work up on rotoviz.com. Until we're back with the show on Thursday, of course, have a good one. Thank you for listening to Overtime on RotoViz Radio. Please rate and review the RotoViz Radio podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. You can contact us via email at rotovizradio@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at RotoViz Radio. And remember, you can always support the pod by subscribing to RotoViz with a discount through the RotoViz Radio homepage, rotoviz.com/podcast.